Hello, my name is Jasmine.
And I'm Navee, and this is How is Technology Influencing Us? The Scientific and Literary Perspectives. In this podcast, we will discuss different types of technology over the years, how it helps us, the human dependence on technology, and where we would be without it. We'll also be talking about some of the technology in the book Fahrenheit 451. We initially started with the question, is technology good or bad, when coming up with our idea, and that got us thinking of the countless ways it has improved our lives and how much we need it just for daily use.
This isn't your ordinary podcast about the uses of technology, because we've done research on multiple different studies that show more in depth why we need technology and how much we use it. Not just because it helps us. How many people are addicted? What are the long-term effects it has on us? And more. Keep listening to find out exactly how technology has captivated people for hundreds of years. Have you been beguiled as well?
We've collected tons of research from professionals on the amount of technology from the book, Fahrenheit 451. We collected data from a professor at Penn State University. There was information being tested, and this is what they concluded. In a study, people were asked to give a personal opinion of whether they believe society is too reliable on technology and how they came up with that response. The results were one-sided. 77% of people responded believe society as a whole relied too much on technology to succeed. Some of the responses looked like this. 30 years ago, 90% of the kids were outside getting oxygen and playing sports. In addition, they were building forts and enjoying life. In this day and age, more than 75% of our children are playing video games and staying indoors. Now, our dilemma is that we are having a weight issue with our children. Child obesity is a growing concern with our nation. Parlor walls in the book Fahrenheit 451 are closely related to and are similar to flat screens used in weather broadcast stations, art museums, and movie theaters. The book describes parlor walls as large screens the size of walls. Based on what we have in real life and in the book, technology like parlor walls are positive and very useful. The money earned from the parlor walls being installed is useful and is a very convenient piece of technology for showing big images. Stomach pumping machines are also very useful in the book and in real life. Student doctors use this in real life and in the book to save people's lives when something bad is entered into their stomach. Jets, specifically the ones used in the military, are very useful and a great example of positive technology. Jets are used in the book to help the antagonists get to places faster. Jets are used to help people get somewhere way faster than an average plane could. These examples from the book prove that technology is positive and is what ultimately led us to the conclusion that technology is positive. Technology is something that helps the protagonists and characters of the story and is something they depend on throughout most of the story.
Technology has helped us in real life, in so many areas of our life, and something we depend on in our everyday lives. Without technology, so many aspects of our everyday lives or the lives of the characters in the book would be significantly different. Technology, like the stomach pumping machine, has saved so many lives, and even one of the protagonists in the book who overdoses. Without this, millions of lives would be lost. The parlor walls are very useful for Mildred and Montag in the book because they serve as a very good entertainment system. This allows comfort and relaxation for those in the book and people in real life. Military jets are used to get characters from one place to another quickly and efficiently. Without these forms of technology, things would probably turn for the worst. People in the book and real life depend on technology to a high degree and probably wouldn't be able to survive without it.
In conclusion, we depend on technology a lot in today's society, and technology is depended upon a lot in the book Fahrenheit 451. Technology is something that helps the protagonists and characters of the story, and is something they depend on throughout most of the story. Technology also helps us in real life in so many areas of our life, and is something we depend on every day. Without technology, the characters in the book would probably be dead, as well as us. Technology helps people travel, deal with health-related issues, it helps in entertainment and communication, it's pretty much a part of everything. Technology is positive, definitely. Technology is a major part of our lives and the characters in the book Fahrenheit 451's lives.
In the book, technology saves people's lives, gives us entertainment faster and more efficient ways of communicating, and easy transportation services. Technology is something people and those in the book depend on and ultimately couldn't live without. Thanks for listening to this podcast. We hope you enjoyed it.